Do you love movies? Do you love TV? Do you love when people give their opinions about your favorite movies and TV shows? Then you'll love Nady and Katie at the Movies.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Nady and Katie at the Movies. I am your host, Nathan, aka Nady, of course. And with me, as always, is my bestest friend, Katie. Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm scraping an Italian ice right now.
That's the worst timing to do that when I introduce you. Why would you be eating? Before we started recording, you said you're going to eat ice cream, not Italian ice. Italian ice takes too long to eat.
That's the point. It slows me down. Also, product sponsor, Lindy's Homemade Italian Ice. It scrapes the perfect amount. Not too little, not too much. Lasts the right amount of time and tastes yummy.
Thank you, Lindy's. Hopefully somebody from that company is listening and they're like, wow, that was a great shout out. We should be a sponsor.
I'm just saying. And you should also try the strawberries and cream one. That's besides the point. Nathan, we are nearing the end of our Star Wars journey. It breaks my heart. We still have, I think, a little more homework. But our homework for this past time was one episode of Star Wars Resistance and the eighth movie in the Star Wars saga, which is called The Last Jedi, or TLJ, for those who are cool.
New heroes and galactic legends go on an epic adventure, unlocking mysteries of the Force and shocking revelations of the past.
Star Wars The Last Jedi takes place right after The Force Awakens.
We still have First Order of the bad guys, and we still have Rey being a Jedi-ish, not yet. Luke Skywalker's there. The bad guy, Snoke. Wait, can I spoil this? He gets killed. The like main big bad guy gets killed. You have a lot of like Rey and Kylo Ren, who's like the bad guy. Like they keep connecting through the Force over and over again. So you're like, is this like a Luke and Leia thing? Are they going to end up being siblings? Or are they like lovers? Are they both like Luke and Leia? Like, what's their deal? And you find out at the end kind of some backdrop of like who she is and who they are to each other. And then the movie ends. I feel like that's important to note too. The movie ends with like Kylo Ren and Rey trying to fight for Luke's lightsaber, and it like breaks in half because their force is so strong. It also ends on this planet. So like the resistance gets chased to this planet and they're trying to defend themselves. And Mark Hamill's character, Luke Skywalker, shows up and you're like, yay, you know, the last Jedi, like, this is why we had to go find Luke. That was the whole purpose, finding Luke so he could come like help the resistance. And then he does, except it's actually his Force ghost, not him. He still dies though. So like he comes to like defend everyone from Kylo Ren, who's now in charge of the First Order because he killed Snoke, who was in charge of the First Order. Leia could have died. She almost dies. You think she's going to die at one point, but then she uses her super magic force and flies through space. So now you've got Han Solo dead and Luke Skywalker dead. Very sad.
I think the plan was that the first movie was going to be Han Solo's movie. Because, you know, he comes back, confronts Kylo Ren, who's his son, and then dies, you know, trying to confront him. And then the second one was about basically Luke Skywalker's arc of going to the fact that he almost killed Kylo Ren because he could sense the evil inside of him. And there's the whole time there's like this, these conflicting stories about what actually happened between Luke Skywalker and Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren says, hey, Luke tried to kill me. And then so Rey kind of believes that at first. And then Luke finally says, I was going to, but then I changed my mind really, really quickly. And then Kylo Ren woke up and was like, hey, don't try to kill me. And he takes down the Jedi Temple. I remember talking about this movie before, and I talked about how I liked it the second time I watched it. And then the third time I watched it, which was this last time, I didn't like it again. Because
oh, no. Okay, just, so wait. If I've seen it twice, so don't watch it ever again?
I think it's like three strikes and you're out. So this was the third time I watched it and I didn't like it again, even though I still liked that one scene where Luke and puppet Yoda talk to each other about the Jedi's and the past and all this stuff. As I was watching it, though, it made me realize that Yoda, who's like this classic Jedi master, totally negates everything he taught Luke in the original movies, like how he should study the Force and how he should train for the Force. And now in this movie, from what I listened to, he's basically saying everything that the Jedi ever learned is kind of pointless. And Rey, who didn't have to study the Force, who just naturally has it, she's the future of the Jedi now. And so and they're basically setting up that you're basically born with the Force, because we'll get kind of into that with the casino planet that Rose, who's a new character, and Finn go to.
The final scene is on that planet. There's this little boy that they had like helped, and he's wearing a ring for the resistance. And he just, it's so subtle. Like if you weren't paying attention, you miss it. He like uses the Force to like get a broom, like bring it to himself. And then he kind of holds it in like a very silhouette of a lightsaber vibe. So yeah, you're right. The message that you walk away from that movie is anybody, you know, there's many Force people that are out there. It doesn't have to just be the Jedi. There's a lot of people that are Force sensitive.
And I remember at the end of that movie, one of the first questions was, well, whose child is that? Now you think everyone has to be connected somehow. Like the big question was, who was Rey's parents? And in this one, Kylo Ren basically says, your parents are nobodies. You're nobody.
I know. And that was such a letdown. I was like, wait, I was expecting her to be related. And then, yeah. So, but again, that drives home the same point that I just said, which is her parents are nobody. So therefore, anybody can be a Jedi.
But then you find out in the last movie, which is our next homework.
Whoa.
You find out that she is related to somebody. And so like,
you ruined it.
I don't, but I'm not really ruining it. Okay. Cause it's been out forever and a day, but then it goes back to, so do you have to be related to somebody to have the Force? I just don't understand what these movies are trying to do.
So, okay, well then, and let's do this then. What would be your favorite scene?
Besides the Luke and Yoda scene, probably another one, because in real life, Carrie Fisher, who played Princess Leia, General Leia, she ended up passing away after this movie or before it, but she had filmed a lot of stuff for this one and not a lot for the last one. And so I think one of the best short but sweet scenes is when Luke shows up. And again, it's not him, but it's him. And so he shows up and goes to Leia, and they have, you know, the little cute little conversation. And I thought that was a really cute moment and a nice little gift to Star Wars fans who've been following, you know, their journey this whole time. And also the epic fight scene between Luke Skywalker and Kylo Ren was pretty awesome too. So there were like awesome moments, but overall those moments didn't really help the film itself. So
you didn't mention the best scene. You forgot it. When Kylo Ren and Rey fight on that starship, and there's like these red ninja looking stormtroopers, and it's just like amazing battle. Like you don't expect Snoke to die that quick. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, so are Rey and Kylo Ren going to like take over? Cause she had visions of them like on the throne together. And so you're like, are they going to team up? Are they going to fight? So they epically fight together, like against the bad guys, but then they like turn and like epically fight each other. I just feel like visually too, that was like an epic scene.
I mean, I was letting you have that. That's why I didn't mention it, because I was going to let you.
I appreciate it.
Diverge.
Okay. If you had to narrow it down to maybe your three least favorite things.
My three. Wow. Okay. So number one, storyline. I didn't like how it totally basically negated everything that was set up in the first movie. I didn't like. I kind of got what they were doing with Poe Dameron and Laura Dern's character, Vice Admiral Holdo, I don't know what her name is.
The purple hair lady.
Yeah, the purple hair lady. The tension was, to me, unnecessary. If she had just, like, I kind of got why she didn't lay out her plans and say, this is what we're doing. But at the same time, I was feeling, I understood Poe Dameron's frustration of not knowing what was going on, because it's like, hey, all you have to do is tell me what's going on and we can do something. And then, like, near the end of the movie, when I guess the whole time she was planning on sacrificing herself in the ship, letting them go and saying, hey, I have to stay behind, which I will say that was also an epic part too. But moving on. And then the third thing I really totally disliked was the whole side mission to the casino planet. I thought that was stupid. I thought it was dumb that they were trying to introduce, like, animal cruelty and how rich people are totally bad and all rich people are terrible. I didn't like how political this movie was trying to be. I'm like, just tell a good story. You don't have to make it, quote, relevant to current events to be an interesting movie. And so those would probably be my top three things I did not like. Katie, what would be your top three things that you did not like about this movie?
Well, I have to start out that we make a great pairing because you know a lot more of the Star Wars stuff than me. So I really am coming at it as, like, a non-Star Wars fan. So I don't have as many critiques, I think, because I have different expectations. You could almost argue that's probably what the directors are experiencing, is like they have to do this balance of, like, do I make Star Wars nerds happy or make current teenagers and 20 somethings happy? You know, so, like, for me, as someone who's not a Star Wars fan, I really like the movie. I 100% agree. Actually, my least favorite thing is the third one you said. What a waste of a half an hour of the movie. I mean, wow. I mean, again, you're, like, in the middle of, like, they're getting shot at and you keep forgetting that. And they're going to go on this whole nother side. It could be an entire new episode of Star Wars. Their journey to this planet to get the Codebreaker. And then to just put the cherry on top, they don't have success. Like, not only did you waste my time, the whole reason you went fails. Like, they fail at the mission they went to do. So now you're even more annoyed that we wasted time. I don't know if this counts as a different one, but I just really did not like Finn or Rose this whole movie. I like Rose as an actor. I think he's incredible. I think, kind of as we said before, he was not used as much as he could have been. He was just, like, the comic relief here and there. He kills the, like, stormtrooper that used to be his boss, Phasma. He kills her, and, like, that's, I don't even really care. Like, I wanted to care, but his character had gotten so pushed to the side. So I don't know if they were trying to save it with Rose. It's like that Asian girl whose sister died, so she's going to come heroically do things. I hated it. There's a really pretty scene. So that'd be one of my positives. There's a really beautifully artistic scene on the planet they go to where there's, like, red everywhere. There's, like, red salt. So it's very, like, visually cool. Like, the racers are skidding in the sand. It makes these really bright red lines. And Finn's going to do something heroic. I wanted him to die there. I don't know if you agree with me. He needed to die in this scene. He's going to, like, sacrifice himself to blow up this big cannon and save everyone. But instead, what happens?
Rose comes out of nowhere and freaking saves him. No, I was in the theater and I was yelling. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Because no, I thought the same thing. I thought Finn should have sacrificed himself. It was the perfect heroic moment. It was a great heroic arc for him. It would have been devastating for Rey. It would have given her character something to push in the future. But no, Rose, who was just introduced in this movie, comes in and saves him. And he's like, how could you do that? And she says, I just saved you, you dope. And that's what's going to save us.
That's
not
hilarious.
Fighting for what we hate, but fighting for what we love. And I'm like, did you just use the L word? Did you just say love to a character you just met in this movie? And then she freaking kisses him and he gives the same face that I was given. What the poop was that about? Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's hilarious.
I have big thoughts about that character.
I crack up knowing that Finn in the movie, the character in the movie, feels the way the audience feels, which is, why did you just do that, you idiot? Like, because I was almost okay. I thought for a second that we were going to have her do, you know, her sister heroically saves the resistance at the beginning of the movie. She like does something sacrificial. She allows these bombs to explode the big ship, but she passes away. So I thought that would be a great arc for her character. Like maybe she bumps Finn out of the way and she ends up hitting the cannon. So the fact that like neither one of them got to heroically do that and they still wasted time, I guess they're going to be in the third movie too. Like why?
Especially when you realize what they do to her character in the third one, they hardly use her at all. And I also remember that Star Wars fans were kind of jerks about her character. They were very, very negative and they started like attacking the person who played the character. So I don't agree with that 100%. I don't think she was bad. I think it was poorly written. Again, I don't think they knew what they were doing. And so they're like, hey, let's do a love triangle thing real quick. Because, you know, when Rey comes back, she does look at Finn and Rose and Finn's sitting with Rose and putting a blanket on her. And Rey's just looking. And I'm like, are they really trying to do a love triangle? But then you watch the third movie and nothing. And so, yeah, it's really dumb.
Yeah, that's my biggest complaint. I think the other complaint was not anything that I even cared about until I went out of my way to do some research. There are a lot of like plot holes. So one that I read was really interesting. So Laura Dern's character, remember, she goes through hyperspace to like blast through the big ship. And one of the writers said, okay, you've just introduced something that could alter the entire universe. Like if that's true, if ships are able to do that, then like that would have affected all the wars, like to be able to have this kamikaze type thing. But I think the biggest plot hole that I thought was interesting was, so if you're able to like move matter and like exchange, then why aren't there force ghosts participating from eons before? Like the fact that Mark Hamill could appear in these places and Yoda can appear and Yoda's able to set something on fire, as in connect with the physical world. Why didn't they just kill Snoke from the dead? Like it kind of makes everything else pointless. And then I saw another review that even said the Sith could do that. Like how come the Sith don't have force ghosts coming back?
I don't know. Plot points. I mean, they set up who Snoke is in the third one, which is dumb and stupid. And so, yeah, I at this point, I don't try to explain it. I just watch it and talk about it.
I really like the visual. I think that the directing, like there was just so many powerful scenes, like zoomed out, really beautiful scenes, lots of like odes to the old stuff, like the two suns setting when when Luke Skywalker dies, and it's like an ode to that. I loved Rey's like scene fighting her lightsaber, and there's like this black hole she almost gets sucked in. Like visually, very stimulating and not overstimulating. Like, I thought it was awesome.
I think my favorite part, I think Adam Driver's acting was really good. I think he did a really good job with Kylo Ren. I think he's probably the highlight out of all the people in this movie, even Rey. Even Luke Skywalker, even though I did like the Luke Skywalker and Leia moment, I loved that moment. I think Kylo Ren was the best acting wise in this film. And I liked how conflicted Kylo Ren is. I like how there's always that, can't, is he going to turn? And then right when you think he's going to, he's like, hey, Rey, come with me and join the dark side. So I liked the teeter totter of his conflict the best out of the whole film. Let's go ahead and rate this thing out of 1 through 6 Grogu's. What would you give The Last Jedi 1 through 6 Grogu's?
You mean TLJ? If I hadn't done that research and seen the plot holes, I really liked this movie. I liked all the characters except for Finn and Rose. So I'm going to give it a 4.5.
I'm surprisingly going to give it a 4.5 too. And I didn't like it as much.
You're kind. You're so sweet.
So let's touch on quickly Star Wars Resistance Episode 1. There's really only one part that I really want to talk about. And that is the fact that Captain Phasma is in the first episode. So it kind of runs parallel. I would consider these episodes like flashbacks because in The Last Jedi, like you stated, Captain Phasma is defeated. Dead. But I think, from what I remember, I do think she does show up in The Rise of Skywalker. I could be wrong, but I think she does show up in The Rise of Skywalker. I think Captain Phasma is the Boba Fett of these movies because it's a really epic character that doesn't really do much.
100% agree. Yes. I think it makes it up that, like, I thought that was going to be at the very beginning of The Force Awakens. I thought that was going to be like the new bad guy, like the way that the costuming is. So you're right. It's totally underused. In fact, Star Wars Resistance, the TV show, actually has Phasma speaking more and more of an integral role, which is still even not a lot. But yeah, there's nothing much to report from that episode. I'd be interested to do our homework. You want to go ahead right into our homework?
Our homework for our last, it'll be our last episode of Star Wars, which is crazy.
The Last Jedi.
Yep. Yeah, so that I'm going to consider that our season finale, our season two finale of the Star Wars journey, which I feel like I'm about to tear up a little bit. We're going to finish up Star Wars Resistance, and then we're going to watch The Rise of Skywalker and see what happens with our good old friend Rey. Yeah, that's my sigh so before we even cover it.
Now, so, I do have to say, one of my friends said that's her favorite movie is the ninth one. We'll see if I can get her on the show, but it has me excited. Maybe some of the plot holes will be closed. We'll find out.
They are, but in ridiculous ways. How would you like to send us off?
Amazing. Every word of what you just said was wrong.
Thanks for listening to Nady and Katie at the Movies. Feel free to leave us a review so people can find the show. Follow us on all our social media platforms. And if there's a movie that you wish for us to watch, you can contact us at nadyandkatie@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.